When the lights grudgingly flickered on an hour later, she had to rush through her routine, grateful that she had baked 2 dozen peach tarts and several loaves of bread the night before. As it was, she had barely managed to finish her blueberry muffins and scones before she had to load them into the back of her Jeep. Then, locking her 2 black labs, Riff and Raff, in the barn so they didn't destroy her house while she was gone, she headed toward Heron, the small town just 10 miles away. Predictably, she was barreling down the muddy lane that led to the small farm that had once belonged to her grandparents when she discovered the road was blocked before she could reach the intersection. Crap! Obviously, the levee had broken during the night, releasing the swollen fury of the Mississippi River. It was no wonder her electricity had gone out. Grimacing at the knowledge that her bottom fields, along with most of her neighbors, were probably flooded, she put the Jeep in reverse. Then, careful to stay in the center of the muddy road, she reversed her way back to the lane. Once she managed to get turned around, she headed in the opposite direction. The detour took an extra 15 minutes, but at least she didn't have to worry about traffic. With fewer than 300 people, Heron wasn't exactly a hub of activity. In fact, she ran into exactly 0 cars as she swung along Main Street. She splashed through the center of town, which was lined with a small post office, the county courthouse that was built in the 1800s, with a newer jail that had been added onto the back, a bank, and a beauty parlor. On the opposite side was the Baptist church, and next to it a 2-story brick building that the local celebrity, Nelson Bradley, had converted into a gallery for his photographs. Farther down the block was a newly constructed tin shed that housed the fire truck and the water department. On the corner was a small diner that had originally been christened the Cozy Kitchen, but had slowly become known as the Bird's Nest by the locals after it had been taken over by Nancy Bird, or Birdie, as she was affectionately nicknamed. Pulling into the narrow alley behind the diner, Jackie hopped out of her vehicle to grab the top container of muffins, which were still warm from the oven. Instantly, she regretted not pulling on her jacket as the drizzling rain molded her short, honey-brown hair to her scalp and dampened her Mizzou sweatshirt and faded jeans to her generously curved body. With a shiver, she hurried through the back door, careful to wipe the mud from her rubber boots before entering the kitchen. Heat smacked her in the face, the contrast from the chilled wind outside making the cramped space feel smothering. Grimacing, she walked to set the muffins on a narrow stainless steel table that was next to the griddle, filled with scrambled eggs, hash browns, sausage, and sizzling bacon. The large woman with graying hair and a plump face efficiently flipped a row of pancakes before gesturing toward the woman who was standing at the sink, washing dishes. Once the helper had hurried to her side, she handed off her spatula and made her way toward Jackie. Nancy Bird, better known as Birdie, was 15 years older than Jackie. When the woman was just 17, she'd married her high school sweetheart and dropped out of school. The sweetheart turned out to be a horse patootie who had fled town, leaving Birdie with 4 young girls to raise on her own. With a determination that Jackie deeply admired, Birdie had bought the old diner and, over the past 10 years, turned it into the best place to eat in the entire county. At this early hour, her clients usually consisted of farmers, hunters, and school bus drivers who were up before dawn. "Morning, Birdie." Jackie stepped aside as the older woman efficiently began to place the muffins on a large glass tray that would be set on the counter next to the cash register. Many of the diners liked to have a cup of coffee and muffin once they were done with breakfast. "Thank God you're here. I'm sorry I'm late. The electricity didn't come on until almost 5. Finishing, Birdie grabbed the tray and bustled across the kitchen to hand it to her assistant. "Take this to the counter," Birdie commanded before turning back to Jackie with a roll of her eyes. "The natives have been threatening to revolt without their favorite muffins." Jackie smiled, pleased by Birdie's words. She'd learned to bake at her grandmother's side, but it wasn't until she'd inherited her grandparents' farm that she'd considered using her skills to help her make ends meet. Leaning to the side, she glanced through the large open space where the food was passed through to the waitresses. The place hadn't changed in the past 10 years. The walls were covered with faded paneling that was decorated with old license plates and a mounted fish caught from the nearby river. The floor